When we stopped at David's deathbed last time, we witnessed his hope and peace as he walked through the valley of death's shadow and feared no evil. But God's Word notes that Psalm 18, in the last recorded words of David, give us his long-term spiritual investment strategy. That's how I look at this. David kind of, at the end, says, I want to show you my ledger, my pattern, the way that I invested my heart in the Lord. And he gives us so many dimensions of it. We're going to look at those, the personal and the way he dealt with his problems. But as we look over David's life and see these lifelong patterns that made him such a man that God used so much and loved. In fact, I see the difference between 2 Samuel 22. That's the historical record. That's the way that the psalm is presented in the Chronicles, the record books. But in Psalm 18, the one we're looking at this morning, it's basically the exact same psalm, but it's not shown as historic, it's shown as personal. And it's really an emphasis on David's personal walk. Just look at those first words of Psalm 18. I will love you, O Lord. And then he starts into what we're going to see later on. This list of how he looked on the Lord. He didn't have God out at arm's length. He said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. And then he goes through this whole list of metaphors. He just piles them on because he knew the Lord so well. These final words of David are his personal testimony of the love that drew him into a lifelong habit of seeking God. David begins, and his first words are where all of us should begin, a full-hearted expression of love to him, to God, who's more than life, who is more than all we need. God, who is a God who is enough. Enough for every part, every problem, every stress, every struggle, every disappointment of life. Hebrews 11 in the New Testament summarizes God's saints by saying that God loves to reward those that diligently seek him. Well, the most diligent seeker of all, God put a little name on him, and he calls him the man after my own heart, the man that's chasing after me, pursuing me, wanting me. David was that man who was after the heart of God. He wanted God. He wanted to seek him. And we're going to see in this wonderful psalm, he seeks him like no one else does. No other recorded person in the scriptures sought God in the way that David is said to have sought God. He sought God while facing giant enemies, Goliath and others, through protracted battles with foreign armies, and even fleeing his own son. And during all of his personal struggles and fears, one person never left David. Everybody else did. His family fled, his wives. He had to put some places, and Michael, Saul's daughter, fled him, and all kinds of problems he went through. But one person never left him, and that was the Lord. David always knew God's love in his presence. And seeking the Lord and loving him was a lifelong pursuit of David. And Psalm 18 contains his final words that distill his whole spiritual pilgrimage into one chapter. And the first line of this psalm summarizes his lifelong habit. And you know what David's lifelong habit was? The first line tells us, embracing God. You say, where do you get that? It just says, I will love you, O Lord. We get it from the word love. And for just a moment, before we read the psalm, I want you to think about that. The word used by David for love is a rare verb form of a word group that expresses tender intimacy. It's not the normal word for love that you just read everywhere else in the Bible. This is a rare word. It's only used 46 times, 45 times for God, once by David for God. He's the only man in the Bible or person or group that dares to say to the God who so often says, this is how I love you, David said, and that's how I'm going to love you back. It's a tender, intimate, embracing love. It's much like Mary's strong devotion on resurrection morning when she just wanted to hug Jesus in John 20 and verse 17, and Jesus said, stop clinging to me. It's the same concept. It's a clinging, embracing, holding love that hugs and won't let go. In the Bible, this Hebrew word for love Raham is the word, is always used in a positive sense about God and by God for his love of his people. The word speaks of love that draws someone close to them, hugs them. It's a love that this yearns for someone, and when they see them, especially if you're like at an airport, you notice that when you haven't seen someone, that you don't just go, "Hi, good to see you." That means you're kind of a distant friend. But when you yearn for someone, you just can't wait to see them, and as soon as you see them, you embrace them, you hug them, you are drawn toward them. That's the type of love. And here in Psalm 18, in the first verse, is the sole time in the entire Bible this term for a hugging, embracing love is used by a person describing their love for God. And only David, in all the inspired record, uses this word God uses to describe his love for his beloved people, that David said, "I will love you, O Lord, that way." That's why God calls him the man after his own heart. David says, "I love you so much, Lord, that I'm drawn to you. I want to run and throw my arms around you. I want to express my love for you." That is embracing love. That is seeking love. And that is David's heart after God. Psalm 18 records David's last words looking back over life, a recounting of the depth of love he confesses he felt for the Lord. And what's wonderful is we've gathered this morning as a group of imperfect people, just like David. He didn't have to be perfect to have this kind of love for God. We're a group of imperfect people who are all knit together by love for a perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.